it was timely to have a meeting and to thrash it out among farmers and farmers' representatives. And, you know, thankfully there was some, there was an MEP there, there was a TD, there was Fianna Fáil County Councillor, and Labour were represented as well there with a parliamentary assistant, Tanessa Cosgrove. So, yeah, I suppose it was a bit unfortunate that maybe more of the government party members and TDs weren't there, and they were all invited to that meeting. So, you know, their absence was a bit of a pity for themselves, if it was only to inform themselves of actually what it's all about, Gaelic 2 and nature restoration.
And it would have been important to have that kind of huge mass political representation there, because like you're saying, that this is an issue that affects so many people, that it's kind of important that everyone's on the same page on it, and everyone's kind of rowing in the same direction going forward. And I guess that was really why you wanted the kind of political sphere involved in this one, wasn't it?
Very much so, David, because it is, in at the end of the day, it's in Dáil Éireann and in the European Commission that these, you know, GAIAC 2 and nature restoration, which will have far-reaching implications, and we yet don't know what they'll be, but at least if our representatives that represent us in the West of Ireland are aware of what's going on, well, then they have an opportunity to speak up in Dáil Éireann, and indeed our MEPs at a European level out there. Because, you know, the Minister for Agriculture and the EU Commission is actually the only people that can do anything about these further restrictions and, you know, unnecessary restrictions, because, like, farmers are doing a very good job. This part of the country, we have the cleanest and best quality water in Europe. So, you know, like, to go after more of our peaty land, and, you know, when the ways the parcels are going to be done, if there's over 50% of a parcel in a peaty plot, well, then the whole plot is peaty, which will mean that an awful lot of farmers in this part of the country, all their land will turn out to be peaty, even though, you know, 40 or more percent of it could be mineral soils, and they're doing a very good job of farming livestock, sheep, milk, you know, cattle, dry stock, everything else. So it is regressive, and we needed a meeting to highlight that from, you know, farmers in this region, where the most of the 35,000 farmers are, that's going to be affected by all this new legislation and law.